Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Not sure if we have many listeners in China, but hello.
Hello,
if you
yeah,
are
welcome.
Listening to us in China. at the moment, apparently, rumors are that the Chinese government is working on technology to read people's minds.
Well, I thought it was just called checking the internet history.
Well, this is what I was like. Everyone puts the first thought that springs to people's minds, they shove it up.
That's right.
On Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the rest. It's like, do we really need this technology? But no, apparently researchers in China claim they've developed software that can analyze facial expressions and brain waves to monitor if subjects were attentive. There's a video apparently that was making the rounds. It's since been deleted. So this kind of makes you think, okay, a bit of a conspiracy here. In this clip, someone was seen looking at a screen and scrolling through different sort of articles promoting Communist Party policy. And according to the researchers, the technology is able to note their expressions and pinpoint their reaction to particular pieces of content.
Ooh,
so they basically give you stuff. And, you know, unless you've got the best poker face in the world, you're like Lady Gaga-level poker face, you're going to have these sort of minuscule facial changes, and the technology, the software can pick up on that and kind of know what you're thinking.
That's amazing.
So I imagine they're going to use this for anyone who's watching Winnie the Pooh cartoons on Disney Plus, because we know Xi Jinping does not like anyone comparing him to Winnie the Pooh. So it's I don't know if this is just an elaborate way on sort of cracking down on that sort of thing, but imagine that.
That is unbelievable, but in the wrong hands.
Well, that's it, isn't it? You know, like, because, you know, everyone's thoughts should be private. We need to respect the privacy of everybody.
Yeah.
So this sort of technology, it can be used for both good and evil applications.
Yeah, we've seen the movie What Women Want. Didn't work out well, did it?
Yeah, no, that's right. So I think they're at a certain level with the technology. So you're sort of glazing over there, Hutsy.
Yeah, there's a cat video. I was just...
You're not even listening, are you?
Maybe.
I actually have access to this technology. I'm going to point it in your direction right now. Let's see what Hutsy's thinking right now.
Here he goes again, Brad on his tangents about conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. If it's not that, it's all about the Marvel movies. Well, that was the one good thing about COVID. Didn't have to listen to this crap.
Oh, I see. Is that right,
get out of my
sir?
Head.
Uh-huh.
That's private. Not anymore.
Look, I can't talk. Like, let's point it at
me.
Yeah,
let's do you.
I can't believe Hutsy finds all my Marvel talk boring. I'm not boring, am I? No, it's Hutsy who's wrong. He's not a good listener. Not like Daredevil. His super hearing is at a level where he can actually hear grass grow. Not many people know that. What's the next Marvel thing coming out? Oh, Thor Love and Thunder. Oh, I can't wait to see that. Chris Hemsworth and his massive rippling muscles and big swinging... All right, we're going to shut it off there. Yeah. I was going to say hammer, big swinging hammer. Everybody knows I was going to say that. So, obviously, this, you know, could be troubling.
Yes, very.
I mean, I'm not worried about mind-reading technology in the hands of the Chinese Communist government. I am worried about mind-reading technology in the hands of women.
We're all doomed.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Do you wish you could get, like, a redo when it comes to middle names? I know every time I fill out a form and I've got to fill out my middle name, I'm like, wow. This is very...
When
basic.
I was younger, I was not a fan of my middle name, which is Preston. but these days, I don't mind it so much because we do live in a world where there are some very exotic and unique names out there. So Preston's kind of meh.
I think with yours, you could easily... I mean, you could call yourself like BPB.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty cool.
It does fancy up my name a fair bit. It says Brad Blissett. You go, Brad Preston Blissett. All of a sudden, I feel like I should be putting on an accent.
Preston,
hello.
Yeah, with a little cravat.
Brad Preston Blissett Esquire.
That's
right. I believe I have an invite to the party.
Yeah. Jeez. But I think back in the day for a lot of kids like you and I, you just basically got, a lot of times you got gifted whatever your grandfather's name was.
Yeah.
They'd be like, all right, that's your middle name. For mine, my grandfather... His first name was John. It'd be hated being called John. He's Jack. He's always introduced himself as Jack.
Oh, right.
I would rather have had Jack as a middle name.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't go with Jack if that's what he liked.
The basic John. Every time I have a conversation with someone that we get middle names comes up, it's like, all right, what's your middle name? I'm like, guess the most basic middle name you could ever think of, John.
Yeah.
If I don't get John first go, it goes James, then John's a second guess.
Yeah, see, I felt shafted because my brother Stephen is Stephen Austin. Austin was my grandfather's name.
Yeah.
Very strong name.
That's good.
Apparently, Mum got Preston from Days of Our Lives, which to watch. There was a guy on there called Preston. She loved him, and she went, oh, that's a good name as well when I have a son. That's what she did.
I'm always fascinated by middle names when you see really cool ones because I want to see how creative some people get with their middle names. And one of them that always stands out, you may know famous Australian musician Conrad Sewell, right?
Yeah.
His full name. He can't go on an interview without someone bringing up his full name. And if you're unaware what it is, his full name is Conrad Ignatius Mario Maximilian Sewell.
His driver's license is A4 size because his name is that long. Yeah, I think they asked him about it on the project and how his mum came up with it.
I think she had like a book of saints or something like that and she just couldn't decide on one name. So I got a gladiator's name.
That's pretty cool.
Fair enough.
We wanted to know about some of the ones that you've got out there. And there's been a pretty good response so far on Facebook. Nicole, Michelle says basically her middle name, Machele, as mum didn't know how to spell Michelle.
So it's like Michelle.
That's fantastic. And another one I can see in the comments here as well. So it looks like someone by the name of Brock Midgley, and it says the person's full name, Brock Holden Midgley.
Oh. So
Peter Brock and Holden. I'm guessing that's where it came from.
You would hope that it was a Holden family that he was born into, or it was like a mum sticking it to the dad because he's a Ford fan. I'm going to give the son like the middle
and
name.
And I hope that Brock is a Holden fan.
You'd hope so. 1-300-92-1250 if you have a unique middle name.
Yeah.
Or maybe you know someone who does. We've got Carly from Wyndham on the line. Good morning, Carly. Is it your middle name that's quite unique or...?
No, it's the middle name of my three children.
Well, they all have the same one.
They do. They have two middle names. So each of them have a colour name. So Hazel, Violet, and Indy for Indigo. And then my husband bestowed Danger upon them.
So hang on. So you got Violet Danger, Hazel Danger, and Indigo Danger?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's... two middle names. They all have first names, but I won't reveal those.
Wow, okay. Was he inspired by the Austin Powers movies?
No. Danger's my middle name.
No. We watched an interview, I don't know, Shane Jacobson's the Kenny guy from the film, and he was saying that when his son was born, he was like, oh, I want to call him whatever Danger. So he can say Danger is my middle name. And I'm like, oh, great. We'll have a boy and this will be the case. But we had three girls and they all got it. So.
I'm imagining that he filled out the paperwork where maybe he was still a little bit, you know, high on the medication after giving birth. He was like, all right, now's my loophole. Here's my chance.
No. And that was the thing. So the first was an emergency Caesar and the nurses were all just looking at us like we were mad. And I'm just like, oh, no, that's it. And they're just like, okay.
At least if he takes a couple of knocks to the head, he only has to remember one middle name, really. So.
Yeah, that's true. He sounds like he's a lot of fun, though, your husband.
Yeah.
He likes to think so.
He likes to laugh at his own jokes. I can relate.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Oh, thanks very much for sharing your story with us. We love it. It's great.
Oh, good.
See ya.
Bye.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Absolutely treacherous conditions from Sydney all the way down to the Illawarra. I did see a stat on the news last night. 32,000 people are under flood evacuation orders and flood watch. It's pretty bad. Camden, which is, I think, about 40 minutes north of Wollongong, that place has had this is their fourth flood in the last 12 months or something.
Oh, wow.
Like that.
Okay.
Absolutely nuts, man.
Don't even bother buying a car there. Just get yourself a kayak.
Exactly right. So you've got a feel for these people. And it's not just stuff that's happening on land. It's also our ships in the ocean aren't safe as well.
Oh, the conditions are just insane out on the water. Like, I get motion sickness out on a boat, and I was feeling nauseous just watching the news, like seeing some of the scenes of people out in their boats.
I just really hope people get the message and you don't see fishermen going, oh, I'm going to go for a few. Like, please don't do it.
Though.
The rocks of Port Kembla, we can't see this anymore, none of that. But I tell you what, up near the Royal National Park in Sydney, there's one particular bulk carrier that's going to a bit of trouble on the seas.
Having lost engine power, the bulk carrier deployed both anchors, stopping the vessel crashing into the rocky coast less than 2 kilometres away.
Mm. Cars fail, ships fail. That's what happens sometimes at sea. You know, we've got 8-metre swells out there, 30 knots. It's atrocious conditions out there.
Yeah, the Portland Bay bulk carrier. That was actually John Finch, who's the Port Botany incident controller, chatting all about the horrible conditions out there because they needed to be rescued.
Yeah. And what happens when you get stranded? Do you call NRMA Seaside Assist or something?
I don't know. Like, who do you even call? There's 21
Marine
people.
Marine rescue, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's 21 people on board this ship. And they actually tried to rescue them via helicopter, but things just got a little bit too dangerous. So obviously they have to go to plan B. So how do you, you know, a bulk carrier like this, it's like, what's plan B? You can't airlift anywhere because it weighs like an absolute obscene amount of, you know.
Yeah.
You're not going to move it anywhere.
No,
so
plan
B, couple of other boats, I guess.
Plan B, three tugboats sent from Port Botany to mount a sea rescue.
We'll mobilise those tugs to secure some heavy towage equipment and some towage lines, and then we'll start the process of retrieving the anchors and getting the vessel towed out to deep, safe water.
Yeah, the little tugboat that could, well, three of those, to try and get it out because it's too close to the shore still, so it's still too rough.
Yeah.
They did try and tow it out around 20 k's out further. So it's actually, so the sea's actually a bit more settled, so they can actually get some of these helicopter people to go in and rescue these people that are on the boat.
Yeah, you got to wait for conditions to calm down. Also had to wait for the tugs because, you know, obviously you're on the radio going, please, I desperately need a tug.
Exactly.
Someone
yeah.
coming.
That's a little bit sus, isn't
yeah.
it? There's nothing you can do when it's a bulk carrier this big. It's not like when you're on like your normal little outboard boat with the outboard motor. You can just get, we'll just get the paddles and paddle our way back in.
No.
Have to be a long paddle and wouldn't even do anything with something weighing that much. But they think they might have nailed what the actual problem is, where the malfunction happened on the ship.
They think the problem is a main engine turbo blower. The bearings have failed. So if that is the case and there's no further issues, it should be a relatively straightforward repair.
Yeah, so fingers crossed they can repair this thing and actually, you know, get it back without anyone getting injured in the process.
As I do, I wonder if, like, guys like on ships do the same thing that guys with cars do when they break down. You open up the bonnet
like you know
and
doing.
You look as if you know how to fix this. Do they do the same with a ship? I don't know if there's a bonnet on a ship. Do you flip it up and go, the sea spark plugs are buggered.
Well, with 21 people on this ship, one person's looking at it, the other 20 are just standing around scratching their heads with a beer or something, wondering what's going on. But hopefully everyone gets back on land safe and sound. But I just imagine, like, the emergency call, you know, being that person to make that call, I reckon it would have sounded a bit like this.
Yeah, we're a little bit stuck. Whereabouts? We're right up by Ship Creek. No, Ship Creek.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.